Okay, everybody, welcome back to Playing the Field. My name is Darcy. Thank you so much if you've been listening previously, if you've listened to any other episodes at all, or if you're just coming here for the first time. I really, really appreciate it. This is my creative outlet turned public thing. And I'm really, really happy to have something that I enjoy doing every week that other people seem to have enjoyed as well. So that's been making me super happy and super motivated to keep making content for you guys. So I do really appreciate it. And this week we will be talking about mental health and the importance of boundaries. I want to note that this is a subject that is like super, super important to me, or they're both subjects that are super important to me, but, I do struggle with mental illnesses. And so sometimes that is kind of hard for me to, find the words to say. And so I'm trying to give my best notes, and things that I feel like, you know, I want to be like as honest as I can with people who are listening, because like, how is anybody going to be able to relate or trust me or, you know, care about any of what I'm saying if I'm not being honest? And so there's things I definitely like would like to share with you guys that I think will help make this a more fruitful and productive podcast for everybody involved. So thank you so much again, and let's get to it. When I was growing up, I thought boundaries meant like it negated something. Or, you know, it was like when you think of the word boundaries, you think of it in kind of a negative way, like you're not allowed to do something or you're being kept from something. So I didn't really have like another definition to that word until like very recently. I also thought mental health was kind of a taboo topic, and it wasn't really discussed in my house. I'm Italian and Irish, and like my Italian side is the kind of don't talk about things, like, you know, you're just work hard and get over it side. And then my Irish side is like the more emotional, like acting out on emotion part. My psychiatrist was commenting today about how she's from an all Irish family, and that she grew up like in a very angry household, like being that it was Irish. And I definitely can relate to that. Lots of love. Like, it's not like it's just anger and emotion all the time, or like negative emotions. It's definitely, they're both also very loving households. And like, so it's not that we, you know, don't want to talk about those things. I think we just don't want anyone to feel bad, and we want everyone to be happy and healthy and all that kind of stuff. So growing up, I didn't learn, like, you know, when we went to like sex ed and like health and stuff when we were younger, like we weren't learning about mental health or like depression or anxiety or being bipolar or being autistic. Like, you know, like it's not fair that like, and some of those are also learning disabilities, and I'm aware of that. So I hope I want to make sure when I vocalize something that I'm saying the right thing and don't sound ignorant or arrogant. You know, I just wish I would have, of course, I wish I would have known what I know now. And I have in parentheses here, you know, everything happens for a reason, because I very firmly believe that. I very firmly believe that, especially now. I very firmly believe that. But I'm thankful for what I know now. Very recently, I went through something, and a couple days after I was going through this thing, it felt like I expressed to like a few people that it felt, and I wrote in a journal entry on that day that it felt like the first day of the rest of my life. And I really do feel that way as of recently. I'm finally like navigating my mental illnesses and like learning how to like control the ship of like my mental health ship, and take matters into my own hands and like make that an important another, and like my physical health. Like, I'm going to dentist appointments. I'm getting like braces again. I'm going to go get my eyes looked at. Like, I've been to the doctor more times this month than I can even imagine. And taking on a couple new like medications that I'm taking and just other stuff like that. And so I'm really thankful for like, you know, as much as annoying as modern health is, I'm really thankful that like I do have these things that help kind of keep me in check and like remind myself that those things are important. Like going to the doctor, getting all your things checked up on, all that stuff is important. So I want to make a note of that. And I, especially like going through what we're all going through right now, it's important to know that like, just, I'm going to say this without saying too many words, but like take care of your hygiene all the time. Like people should have good hygiene all the time. The only reason why things like this happen, and I'm not acknowledging that there is or is not like an outbreak of like a virus, or if there is or is not like a mass spread of this virus, because I mean like just look at the numbers of how many people die from the regular flu every year, and I'll just leave it at that. But take care of yourself. Like this doesn't mean that like this isn't real, because I mean like it's still like, just because the weather's really nice for the most part in some places doesn't mean that like we're over flu season and like people can get the common cold like any time of year. Just like take care of yourself and have better hygiene and wash your fucking hands. Pardon my French, but wash your fucking hands. Okay. So I just wanted to add that first part. So you guys kind of get where I'm coming from when I start talking about mental illnesses. I also want to note, I am in no way, shape, or form a medical professional. I'm in no way, shape, or form, you know, equipped to, like, perfectly handle my own mental illnesses. I just think this is something that other people have mentioned that they kind of wanted to hear more about recently. It's something that I've definitely wanted to talk about more. What else? It's something I want to be more like upfront with you guys about, I think, when it comes to me. So I will continue talking about this, but I just wanted to make a few of those notes just before we get into this. And also, if anybody thinks I like didn't include enough information in this, like by the end of it, or if you want to hear more, if you want to specifically like hear me talk about like certain things when it comes to mental illnesses, like please let me know. And there's multiple ways to contact most people here. Most people who listen to my podcast, like know how to contact me, but I'm on Twitter and Instagram as @DarcySoga, DarcySoga. So if any of you are listening to this and you, for whatever reason, found this randomly and you have no idea who I am, which who the fuck am I really anyway? But yeah, anyway, that's how you can find me and that's how you can send me messages and see me post about other things. So we'll continue. I just wanted to note a few of those things first because I do feel like they're all important. Setting boundaries has vastly improved the quality of my mental health, you guys, let me tell you. On so many levels. Like, it's improved, and I'm saying, I also have this noted here, it's improved most aspects of my life. Like, my mental health, my physical health, my emotional health, my wealth, my, like, just, like, so many doors have been opened. Like, just knowing when to say no. I have noted here not being an, in quotes, yes girl all the time, or yes boy, or yes whatever you want to be today, or whatever you want to be every day. Prioritizing yourself before everyone else all the time, and knowing the balance between being selfish and being selfless. So I try and like not make what I'm trying to do now, and I'm just like, these are things I'm trying to do every day to help me like keep on track. And these are just, this is just notes about setting boundaries. I kind of wanted to go over boundaries first because I know the least about setting boundaries, to be honest, because it's something I just started doing very recently. So it's not like a super regular like thing that I'm super equipped with, but I am really, really excited about it. And it's something that I think more people should be doing. And I think, or more people should know about and know that it's not a bad thing, because I'm like a very loving, welcoming, open person. I think anyway, that's just my opinion. Other people could disagree. But I do feel that way. And I thought that being selfish was always a negative thing too. So being selfish is another term that usually you feel like negates something or is negative. But I don't think, I mean, it's not being selfish. I think it's just like looking out for yourself when you're really just looking out for your own best interest. And also knowing the difference between that and being selfless and also like, you know, being there for other people and being there, like knowing that it's just as important to show up for yourself as it is to show up for other people. And I like used to get so bummed when I felt like my friends were mad at me about something, even though I didn't do anything, and I would beat myself up over it all the time. And I would when I feel like people are mad at me, that is like that's like the worst thing ever for me. I'm just like, oh, I hate it when people are mad at me, and it sucks. And I've also graciously learned how to just like, you know what, dude, if someone's mad at you, like there's really nothing you can do. And I mean, like about making them unmad, like you can, if you can do as much as you can. And at the end of the day, some people are still going to be mad at you. Like, and when I realized that this year, that there was like certain people who I just couldn't please. And no matter what I did, they were never going to be pleased with anything I did, or they were always going to have something to complain about. And that there was also nothing I could do about it. Like, you can only do so much. And like, it's important to like that's creating boundaries for yourself, like not even for other people. Like, you don't even want to cross your own boundaries. Like, hey, like, there's only a certain amount of things like we're willing to do, and only a certain amount of times we're willing to do it for somebody else before, like, without, you know, without feeling like it made a difference or like it even matters or like that person even cares at all, with until you're like, okay, no, I'm like done. Like, I'm done doing this because it's just not worth your time. And sometimes it's just not. And I've talked about that before in my other podcast about learning which juices are worth the squeezes, you know? Sorry, I don't know why I just got so excited. I'm like, you know, if the juice ain't worth the squeeze, then don't squeeze it. Save some for everybody. Might be worth someone else's squeeze, okay? So yeah, learning how to like set boundaries for yourself and also like help other people see their own boundaries. Like, let people know when you've like, I don't know. I think it's important to look out for your friends and like look out for yourself, especially if you feel like someone's being done wrong and like they don't notice it, and like, or, you know, like someone's getting used and like they don't notice it. Like, sometimes this is where I'm learning. This is something I'm learning about, not sticking my nose in other people's business, and I'm just minding my own business. Like, my opinion is not the end all be all, and I know that. But like, sometimes I like need to remind myself that, like I was just mentioning a little bit ago, sometimes there's nothing you can do. So it's about like saving your energy or expending your energy on like things and situations and people where you feel like you can serve some sort of purpose. So it's not like if that person asks you to do it, or like if you want to do it, or if you feel like you're going to get something out of it, you're doing things with a purpose. I feel like I wrote something about that here. I know I did. What the heck? Oh, sorry. The thing I have about purpose is saved for the end. But yeah, so like, I don't know. I think all that stuff is really important. And like, I'm, like I said, like, I know the least about setting boundaries because it's just something I'm getting comfortable doing. So like, I don't want to give all like the advice and like, or, you know, think I have like a ton to offer. Like, I know I have something to offer. And so like, I'm telling you, at least the very least, that setting boundaries isn't a bad thing. And it's actually a good thing. And it's going to better the situation for everybody. That way no one's confused. And no one can say like, you didn't say that, or that you didn't want to do that, or that you wanted this and that you didn't want whatever the fuck. If anyone wants to fact check you, you can be like, look, listen here, I have in section A, part C, or whatever, like that, I set this boundary a long time ago. So here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to cross anybody's boundaries. Okay. So it's a good, like, it's a good thing to help keep yourself and keep others in check. And yeah, so I'll go more into mental health next, because setting boundaries kind of crosses over into mental health and how setting boundaries has helped better my quality of mental health. So I'll get into that next. So I just wanted to share some things that I've kind of picked up along the way on my journey to exploring my like own mental health and kind of getting more in touch with myself and learning more about myself that have really helped me. So exploring my own creative outlets that I'm comfortable doing by myself, such as this podcast. And I have a couple other things that like I like doing that I'm not super like boastful about, because I like doing them. And they're like part of like my like creative outlet that I don't really get to express a lot, that I just like doing and I enjoy it, and it helps like express myself creatively like in different ways. But this was definitely a big one, doing this podcast, and I'm really happy that I decided to do it, and I'm happy that other people can relate with it, and that other people enjoy it, because it just started out as something that I was like, okay, I'm just gonna do it. I don't really care what the outcome is. Like, I don't care what people think about it. Like, I don't care if people like it or if they don't. Like, obviously I care that people like it, but like, you know, it wasn't going to sway me either way. So I'm happy that I decided to do it. And then I have something here, and it's a quote that I heard like a day or two ago from Big Empress Energies. She is this woman that I follow on Instagram and on Twitter, and I've bought some of her oil blends. I watch her, videos like religiously about where she does daily like spirit message readings and such like that. So if you guys are into witchcraft and tarot and oils and all that kind of stuff, you should definitely go check her out. She's extremely smart. But anyway, she was talking about on her spirit message reading, I think it was 2 days ago, about doing things for a purpose versus doing things like for a profit. She was giving a spirit message. There was spirit message for the reading she was doing, or part of it was, we should do more things for a purpose versus a profit. That's not like, you don't need money like that. Like, you don't need to do that thing to make money. Like, you'll be okay without it. But you're doing it because you love it and because it makes you happy. So I really, really loved that. And I wrote that down, and then I somehow incorporated it into this little outline that I made here. I also have reaching out and asking for help, and also learning how to be self-sufficient versus being dependent on other people to help you with everything. I think the worst times in my life, and this actually just came to my mind when I was like trying to think of what to say. Honestly, the worst times in my life were when I was always really dependent on another person. Like, during that time, like when I was like, if I was like codependent, whether it was like a guy, whether like that I was dating, whether if it was a friend, whether like whoever, whatever it was, being like dependent on someone or something, so that to a point where you're too scared to ask for help, and you're like too scared to reach out because you've been dependent on that person or that thing for so long, like you don't even know how to ask for help. And I really like I enjoy being codependent, but I know that it's not good for me. But sometimes I'm like, you know, like you love like having a best friend, or, you know, you love being really close with your boyfriend and like, you know, being able to call them your best friend too. And like, I love sentimental things like that. So, but then it gets to a point where it's kind of unhealthy and the comfort level is like way too high. I am a Taurus and I love being comfortable and I love being like lazy. So it's just not good for me to be codependent. And honestly, like, it's not good for anybody really to not establish like boundaries between, like I was talking about earlier, you know. So this goes for setting boundaries too. Like, it's good to be self-sufficient, so that you're not like, it's like your relationships aren't so like give and take, like, you know, like I think like an equal amount of give and take is good. But, you know, you don't want every time, like, you know, you hang out with somebody or every time you're with them, you, like, need something from them. You should really just be enjoying people's presence. Learning when and how to say no is a really good one that I have written down here. I won't go too much into detail about that, but I do think that everyone can take from that what they will. But that's definitely big on setting boundaries and big on having healthy relationships. I also have written down here, you don't owe anyone but yourself anything. Yeah. I don't know. I want to like get into that a little bit, but I think like, I don't know. I'm not going to defend myself for saying something like that. And I'm not going to like think it that it's, you know, defend it as in, because that would be me accepting that, like, just because some other people might see that as a negative thing that, that it is, because it's not. Showing up for yourself is important. It's just as important as showing up for other people. So that's just kind of my opinion on that. I won't get too much into that. Seeking out other ways to heal that aren't in drugs and alcohol has been huge for me. And I'm so, so, so grateful that I'm getting another chance to kind of explore the pleasures in life that don't revolve around either of those things. Rediscovering my faith and spirituality and knowing both aren't mutually exclusive. I went to Catholic school growing up for 8.5 years, kindergarten through eighth grade. I went halfway through eighth grade and then I switched to public school. I was actually talking to a friend about this last night and we were talking about how, like, just because, like, you know, if someone doesn't like believe in God doesn't mean that you automatically, like, you know, but that you can believe in Satan and then say you don't believe in God, you know, like those two are not mutually exclusive either. Like you have to have like one with the other, or like the other doesn't exist. And these are just opinions, but I'm just now rediscovering my faith in spirituality and what that means to me. And not being jaded about that, like, you know, letting that love in, letting that healing in, letting that spirituality in, like, that's so, like, good and fruitful and wholesome, and I'm really happy to be welcoming things like that back in my life. Also, I have something else written down here from that I heard on Big Empress Energy Spirit Reading the other day that I wrote down to include in this podcast. Don't ask for advice from... Don't ask people for advice who have never been where you're going. That's good. That's good stuff. And also, don't look back. You're not going that way, is another thing I've written down here. Another thing I've written down is learning when to let people go. That has been major for me this year. I've just kind of like learning just to let things go in general. And not, like, delve too much, like, honestly, like, the more excuses we give people, the more excuses we make for ourselves, the more we go into over-explaining things, the more complicated it gets, and the more energy you're giving to something else that you're not giving to yourself. Dude, like, one of me and my other friends say this all the time. We're like, dude, just chill. Like, just let it go. Just chill. Like, dude, just chill and let it go. Like, you'll feel so much better if you do, I promise. Also, I have here not allowing everyone to have access to me and learning how to love my me time so that I don't feel like I need to spend it with other people all the time. Yeah, I read this thing yesterday and it was like, it's bad hygiene to give everybody access to you. It's bad spiritual hygiene to give everybody access to you. And I was like, wow, that just hit different because I have an issue with like giving everybody access to me. I'm really bad at like saying no. I'm like, I've been known to be a pushover and I'm trying to really like grow out of that. Like, it shouldn't take only one time for people to ask me to do something to do it. Like, it should take like, you know, I shouldn't be so available. And like, if I'm that free or I'm that available to where I can just say yes to things like that, or just say yes to people at the drop of a hat, I need to get new hobbies, or I need to get like, you know, I need to have less free time, because that's not good to like have that much time to not spend bettering yourself. Like I was working on this podcast last night, and then I decided to go to a friend's house instead of sitting at home and publishing it and, you know, having that out last night instead of at like the end of the week on a Friday. And I was like feeling kind of badly about that. And like, I'm trying to not beat myself up about it, but it's even just like little things like that. Like, it's okay to spend time by yourself. Like, you don't always have to be with people. And to like, you know, have solidified friendships with them. Like, you can spend time with them like whenever you want, but it's good to like spend your free time like making sure you're all good and setting yourself up for success. I'm really into that. But anyway, to conclude this, I really hope that anybody could take anything away from this. And that if there's anything that I didn't touch on that you guys want to hear more about, I'll do a second part to this, maybe at the beginning of next week, and I'll do a 2-episode week next week if you guys want. But please let me know. And I really hope that everyone had a great week and that you're all taking care of yourselves. And remember to wash your hands and cover your mouth when you sneeze and cough. but anyway, I hope everyone's having a great day, and thank you so much for listening.